busy this morning, huh?
Yeah, already. What about you?
Well, I'm just processing jobs.
Ooh, exciting.
Good.
I can't believe it's already the end of March. What the hell? Flying by.
Yeah.
Did I tell you, one of my coworkers, his client, got a 7-carat round natural from us years ago. The lady traded it in to a 10-carat.
Holy shit.
Right. So
how much was that?
$335,000 cost?
Damn.
No shit, right? So imagine how high a 10-carat, well, already a 7's got to sit pretty freaking high. But imagine how high a 10's got to sit. Like,
what the hell does she do for a living?
I have no idea. I don't even know. Well, Garrett, where's the location of the store that you did the trade with the 7 to the 10? Logan, Utah.
Whoa!
Yeah. Crazy, isn't it?
I wonder what the markup is on a stone that big.
Well, I know it's a smaller percentage. As you go up in carat weight for dollar, it's a smaller percentage because you make more, right? So even
right.
If it was like 1%, that's over 3. Well, you would want to make more than that, right?
Right. But even if you did like 15%.
Mm-hmm. But they might have had to do more because of a trade. Let me see how much the trade was. Oops. I'm just going to look it up. That's the nice thing about having this these accounts, that we can go and look up all this shit. So it was in a ring. So the 7-carat, okay, so I'm sorry, it wasn't a round, it was a cushion. So the original stone that they bought in 2024 was a 702 cushion. And that was $139,000. So then they traded up to a 1090. Bless you.
Thank you.
The ring was 1090 total weight. Cushion halo ring. The center was a 1002. Let me see if I can pull up. Crap, I can't even see what the measurements are. Well, that's elongated, but yeah, my eyes are so bad, I can't even see what the 1296 by 11 something by 8 something.
My lord.
Right. I know.
That's one thing I've always wondered. Like, why don't I get any of those great big stones?
Those are like.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
They're like far and few between, though. I mean, really, if you think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm trying to, like, I had a customer a couple years ago. The husband bought the daughter and wife pairs of studs for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
The wife got 6-carat total weight EVS, XXX none. The daughter got 4-carat total weight, same quality.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. They were out. They're out in Carmel, California. There's like a lot of old money out there too, in Carmel.
Now I could see it in out in California, but like why aren't I getting like even a 3 carats? Come
right.
On.
Yeah. I mean, you've had them before.
Like more than a couple 2 carats here and there. You know.
Well, what was that one guy that perpetually would get engaged, your friend?
Oh, my gosh, Steve.
You knew exactly.
Oh, yeah. And you know what the sad thing is? I every once in a while, his stuff will pop up on Facebook. He's ridiculous. He's, like, constantly has a new woman. It's like, dude, you are ridiculous. That's a lot better.
So then why are they, like...
Yeah, call her and see if she wants to come in and look at it. Hold on one second.
Yep.
Yeah. What about him?
Be ready for
him. I don't.
I about got into an arguing match with him. Like if I was talked to that way, and face to face, you'd be pulling me to the back and telling me to calm the fuck down. The way he was talking to me, I would probably have put my hands on that fucking asshole.
All right.
Wow. He's fired up.
Yeah, this guy must have been an asshole. I'm getting so fucking tired. Oh, sorry, excuse my language. But I am getting so fucking tired of watch people.
Watch.
We tell them.
It ain't a piece of heavy fucking machinery, TJ. It ain't my fucking fault, you asshole.
Watch customers.
Is that what he said to you?
He said that exact fucking thing to me. You should get on there and listen to the exact recording of what I had to go through right there. I'm telling you, if this asshole was in my face, I would have beat his ass right here, and you would have been pulling me to the back. You don't talk to somebody like that if you want something fucking done to you. Don't do it.
Well, I guess I've got a happy customer I got to call.
Right, it sounds like it. Did he even buy the watch from you?
Huh?
Was the watch even from you?
It's at Workhaven, and the problem is, these people drop it off, and they're like, the due date on this said 2 weeks, and it's been five.
Yeah.
It's a watch.
I don't even know
what it's called. It's like, it's a watch, dude. They take longer, and I have to explain it to everyone. I used to make people sign a paper when we send out watches that says 4 to 6 weeks at least.
Yeah.
And I've got to go back to doing it because it's like, come on, people. It's a watch.
Unfortunately, we live in the world where everything is immediate, like immediate gratification, right? With Google, the internet, anything. They don't understand that for a watch, you have to take it apart. It has to go to a watchmaker. And, like,
right.
Those are small, like, intricate pieces. It's not like it's all one big component. And the more expensive
right.
the watch, the more work has to be done.
And I just talked to a guy yesterday, and he goes, my watch has been, or no, it was a lady. She goes, my husband's fiance's watch has been, I'm like, okay, watches are not soldering a jump ring.
Correct.
They take time. If he takes it apart and he thinks he knows what's wrong with it, he's got to tweak it and then go back and make sure that it's running. And if it's not running, it's a mechanism. It doesn't talk to you.
Right. You have to do it all over again. It's kind of like rebuilding a car.
Yeah. Yep.
It doesn't take a day to rebuild a car, like it from scratch.
Right.
You know.
And it's like, that's my watch. Okay.
Go buy another cheap one and don't worry. Like, or use your fucking phone, person. Like, that's what kills me. It's like, you have the time on your phone. Like, anyway.
Right.
Anyway,
see,
so.
I'm not a phone person, though, so. But, actually, I called you because I was going to see. And then I hung up because I'm like, I'm not going to bother her.
No, you're
fine. I need a 6.4 millimeter lab-grown round.
So those are 1 carats. So those go on invoice, no returns. Just to give you a heads up.
Okay, how much is it?
I have to, let me see if I have one. Because usually it's a little over a carat. Whoops, lab, not natural. Like for a 206, or there's like a 203 that's being put in a ring, but that one is $206. So you're going to be between $200 and $250.
On a 1 carat?
Yep.
Okay.
Do you want me to find you one or no?
No, don't worry about it.
Okay.
I got to grab this.
Okay, you got it.
All right, bye.
Yep, bye.